Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This video is brought to you by Incogni. All right, believe me when I tell you, the entire MAGA movement is melting down over the war in Iran backfiring on them. We were told repeatedly to just be patient for 4 to 6 weeks, and that is all we needed. Now we are entering week 9. Entering month 3 of this war that has cost us $50 billion, that's a conservative estimate. I think it's more like $100 billion, plus an extra $20 billion we've all collectively paid on gas. That's money out of our pockets that could have been spent on healthcare or childcare or other things that is now going towards this pointless failed war in the Middle East. You know, I debated about this last night on CNN, and I asked a very direct question to CNN's MAGA commentator Scott Jennings. I said, you know, listen, a war is not just killing a bunch of people randomly. A war is defined by using force to get political concessions out of your enemy. So if you guys are repeatedly saying we've won this war, name one political concession. And this guy effing snapped on me. Watch this clip.
I mean, honestly, they have been at war with us for 47 years.
We all know that Scott Jennings is more than happy to defend a war with a country that starts with the letters IRA that we are currently failing, that is going to put us trillions and trillions of dollars more in debt. I was only a few years old while you were in the administration defending prior endless wars. Now, this war is failing.
8 weeks is endless to you?
Okay, you said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
You have the attention span of a gnat?
Homie, I debated you on TV 4 to 6 weeks ago, and you said we were weeks away from it. Now you're making condescending remarks because you can't defend the fact that this war is not going your way. Wait, one more time.
Name one political concession.
Name one
face.
Political
hey,
concession.
Hey, whoa, whoa, guys,
honestly,
I'm not going to have this guy's
everybody,
my face. Everybody, hang tight.
Honestly.
Okay? No, everybody calm down, okay? We're having a debate. You can respond to the points that he's making.
Can you name a political concession that we've got?
We're had a flashback to the war the skinheads had in my studio.
I would be mad if I defended war too.
Scott, you can respond.
We have a very simple goal. To keep terrorists and a terrorist regime from having a nuclear weapon that can threaten the United States, our interests in the region, our allies in Europe, anybody else
so
in the world.
So you can't answer the question.
That is our goal. I would get mad too.
Genuinely an absolute lunatic, but listen, over the past few months, it has been increasingly harder for MAGA sycophants to run defense for this war as it continues to fail. It is taking a toll on people like Scott Jennings. It is taking a toll on people like Trump. Some of them couldn't take the stress, so they left the movement. People like Tucker Carlson, people like Nick Fuentes, they are all gone from the MAGA movement at this point, essentially. So make sure you drop a like if you appreciate the ruthlessness that we bring towards, you know, combating the lies. I care very much so about the truth, about democracy, and about making the country better for my future, and that is why I will never stop being ruthless in the way that I fight for it. So subscribe below, make sure you drop a like, and let's start off with Donald Trump's White House lawn meltdown. I mean, he gets increasingly heated about the war in Iran, and then we'll talk about the new Caroline Leavitt as well. There's actually a new version of Caroline Leavitt because Caroline is about to have her baby, so let's check all of this out. And let's start here.
Iranian proposal, please.
So they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it. So we'll see what happens. Iran wants to make a deal because they have no military left, essentially, and they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it.
Okay. First of all, saying it twice doesn't make it any more true. Secondly, J.D. Vance was literally about to fly to Pakistan about a week and a half back. And Iran said, no, we're not going to negotiate with you. So it can't be that we have all the cards and they have none, but that they also won't even negotiate with us. These two things can't be true at the same time. And if I say this on CNN to MAGA commentators, they freak the hell out. If you point out these simple contradictions to grown-ass men, they don't know how to rebut it. It's absurd.
In terms of the negotiation telephonically, they've made strides, but I'm not sure if they ever get there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Iran that will ever get there. It's probably Iran. How about this? Donald Trump then gets asked why he's not seeking congressional approval as we enter day 60 of this war. We are now on day 60 of the war that we were told would last 4 to 6 weeks. Now that it's day 60, that means that the Congressional War Powers Resolution doesn't just have to be passed. It's not just like a, like we have to, we should probably do this, we have to pass it. No, no, no. It is a constitutional necessity. It is an obligation that Congress invokes its war powers and takes away the president's ability to keep waging this war. The Trump administration's counter-argument is that the war is actually over because it's a ceasefire. But a ceasefire is not the same thing as a peace deal. A ceasefire means the hostilities have just temporarily stopped. In World War I, there were ceasefires, but the war was not over. So we are absolutely on day 60 of this war. We are absolutely getting to a point where Trump needs to have the power taken away from him, and he's not really responding in a cohesive, coherent way. Take a listen.
Because it's never been sought before. There's been numerous, many, many times, and nobody's ever gotten it before. They consider it totally unconstitutional. But we're always in touch with Congress. But nobody's ever sought it before. Nobody's ever asked for it before. It's never been used before. Why should we be different?
Dude, he's straight up lying. It is well known that the War Powers Resolution has been used over and over and over, and you can do a quick Google search yourself. Since 1973, presidents have repeatedly filed the required reports to Congress within 48 hours of introducing U.S. forces into hostilities or potential hostilities. As of early 2026, 130 such reports have been submitted under the War Powers Resolution of prior presidents saying, we are going to strike this area or go to war. What Trump is doing is launching an illegal, unconstitutional war. Obama did strike Middle Eastern countries, but that was with an authorized use of military force. An AUMF, the authorized use of military force, allows Obama to strike certain countries in the post-9/11 sphere. Trump is just effing going to war for the hell of it, for the lulz, because he thought he could get in and out like Venezuela.
You have a CENTCOM commander coming here yesterday. Was he briefing you on a different approach, options? What kind of options? How would it look different?
Well, there are options. I mean, do we want to go and just blast the hell out of him and finish him forever, or do we want to try and make a deal? I mean, those are the options.
Do you want to go blast the hell out of him?
I'd prefer not. On a human basis, I prefer not, but that's the option. Do we want to go in there heavy and just blast them away? Or do we want to do something? They're a very disjointed unitership, as you can understand, Peter. Very disjointed. I mean,
Donald Trump at this point has two separate paths to get out of this war, and both of them are bad. One path is to escalate so much so that you commit war crimes throughout Iran and you cripple them. That is actually one path that he has threatened, that he seems to be considering, and that is one way. The other way is a humiliating climb down in which he backs off of all of his demands and concedes that Iran can have the Strait of Hormuz, Iran can maintain their enriched uranium, and he just climbs down in a humiliating manner. This is also a very real possibility. I would prefer, in my opinion, some sort of diplomatic resolution where both sides can make concessions, where we can get something, they can get something. I mean, that would be totally great. I do not want any escalation. But with the way it's going, it seems more and more likely. I also want to point out that the new Caroline Levitt made her debut on Fox News. Her name is Anna Kelly. She's the principal deputy press secretary for the White House, so like a position below Caroline Levitt. And as Caroline Levitt is about to have her baby, it's totally normal, great human stuff. I hope everything goes well with her, genuinely. There's now another Caroline Levitt on TV with not blonde hair, which is interesting to see.
How long does the president expect that these high gas prices will be with us? And what does he say to people who are having trouble putting gas in the tank?
Well, look, the president has been clear-eyed all along the way about the short-term temporary disruptions that would occur as a result of Iran's attempts to subvert the free flow of energy in the Strait of Hormuz. But the good news is that this president built just over the past year and in his first term a strong and resilient economy that, as he said, is not only going to send us back to where we were before, but better than we ever were before.
Oof, she sounds eerily like Caroline Levitt, but just like a knockoff Caroline Levitt. I'd just rather get it from the real thing at that point. Like, I'd rather hear it from the real Caroline Levitt. She's not really spinning this very well. She says, we knew very well about the short-term pain for the long-term gain. Dude, they've been saying this for over 12 to 14 months that we're close to having long-term gain, but we're not there yet.
president built just over the past year and in his first term, a strong and resilient economy that, as he said, is not only going to send us back to where we were before, but better than we ever were before. Of course, America is now the largest producer of oil
I'm just going to say it. She's less convincing than Caroline Leavitt. She's even less convincing. Not that Caroline Leavitt is, but like this is like a downgrade. Just because you say the word resilient, the U.S. economy is resilient, doesn't mean it's true. Really quickly, a few months back, I woke up from a nap and I had this text that mentioned my full name, it had the city that I lived in, and it said there was an Amazon account I owned that was compromised. Now, I was just waking up, so it kind of freaked me out. I clicked on the link before very quickly realizing this is a scam, and I'll never click on a link like that again. But that freaked me out enough to realize that I needed to lean on a service to help me out, and that is where Incogni comes in. Incogni reaches out to all of the data brokers that have your data, and they make sure that they demand they delete the data they have on you. Again, they reach out to the data brokers on your behalf, and they can remove your data from hundreds of websites. Setting it up was very simple. I just gave Incogni permission to act on my behalf, and then I watched as the dashboard reached out to hundreds of different brokers. The feature that I specifically use a lot is custom removals. Since I'm a little bit of a figure and my name is on all of these random, you know, like personal info websites, I have Incogni reach out to those websites in a custom manner and demand that they remove all of the information they have on me. And it's worked. They've taken down a lot of personal info, and now I can make sure that, you know, my home address isn't on the internet. So if you want to take your personal data off of the open market, click the link below and head to incogni.com/mockler for 60% off. One more time, you get 60% off your annual plan if you click the link below or go to incogni.com/mockler and use code Mockler. Thank you all.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.